Music tonight from midnight. Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The bee belly BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On six.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. All night long. Well, I'm a king bee, can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
Being mucky. That was Slim Harpo and I'm a King Bee, whereas I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody. If I sound a little bit echoey, in fact let's put that to the test, stop the music a second please. Hello? Yeah, it's pretty echoey. If I'm sounding echoey, it's because I'm in my study at my new house and I haven't got any furniture in it, so apologies for that. But yeah, it's something different, I quite like it. I might open the window actually so that you can hear the evening birds. I am as always pre-recording the show in my beloved hometown of Manchester. For me it's a Wednesday night, for you guys usually the broadcast time is 10 o'clock Sunday. In fact it always is, but I mean usually, but you may well be listening again, I know more than half of you do. All the regular features this week, we'll have a snippet from the BBC archives of a Desert Island Discs programme. This week it's Richard Branson again. We'll find out what Sir Patrick Moore was up to, if that was the Sky at Night that week that was. Some pictures from you guys in the gallery. And Beckopedia will be dropping by and enriching our life with some musical knowledge. Another criminal cover version, faces the music in It Was Moider, and it's a real stinker this week as well. And I'm concentrating this week on endings, on song endings. Many people don't write endings to their songs, they just fade them out every time. But some people do write great endings, some people write really bad endings. Some people don't know when to stop and have several endings. And that's the case with the first tune that I'm going to play for you now. This is ELO and Mr. Blue Sky.
Some place to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody's fine to do.
On and on and on. Finish the song, lads. Great ending, though. That was Mr. Blue Sky by ELO. I'd like to dedicate that to my friend Peter Jobson. He's the bass player in I Am Clute. And he loves it. He had it on his car the other day. Stephen McBride's been in touch. He says, hello, Guy. Listening to your show while trying to study for an exam. This is the first time I've listened to Radio 6, and I'm a huge Elbow fan. Oh, well, that's flattering, unless you just mean you're enormous. How did I miss you, he says. Anyway, just wanted to say that your show in Vicar Street last year was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Also, a tune suggestion for the show. Have you heard England from the new National album? It's an incredible track. Keep up the great work, Stephen. Thanks very much, Steve. Yeah, it's a fantastic tune. Craig, the keyboardist in Elbow, went to see the National in London with his girlfriend Esther, and that was the song that he said worked best live. He said it was a real moment. I also know that Stella in Rainy, Edinburgh, loves this song as well. So this is for you both. Thanks very much, Stephen. And cheers, Stella. This is the National with England.
Yeah.
was The National and England. Wonderful song, wonderful band. Go and get the album, it's great. Now, though, it's time for the greatest radio ever recorded. It's time, once again, for That Was the Sky at Night, that week that was. On this week in 1992, in international news, in Czechoslovakia, Václav Havel, the playwright who led the Velvet Revolution against communism, stepped down as president. In prison news, in New York, mobster John Gotti was sentenced to life in prison after being convicted of racketeering charges. Meanwhile, in Colombia, drug lord Pablo Escobar escaped from his luxury prison near Medellin. John Smith was elected leader of the Labour Party with 91% of the votes this week in 92, and the Prime Minister John Major said that press allegations concerning National Heritage Secretary David Mellor's private life would not affect his job. I don't think they'd bother announcing that these days, would they? You can get away with whatever you want. The Sunday papers had revealed that he was having an affair with an actress, in case you were wondering. In good walk, spoilt news, in the golf... in the golf, Nick Faldo won the 121st Scottish Open at Muirfield. His third win in 6 years. Who cares? In boat news, American sailor Dwight Collins became the first man to cross the Atlantic in a pedalo, the Loon. And in obituary news this week in 92, we said farewell to Rudolph C. Ising. Along with Hugh Harmon, he'd founded the cartoon series Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. Their first production together, Bosco the Talk Ink Kid, in 1929, was the first cartoon with synchronised speech. Also in obituary news, English food chemist Frank Armstrong also died this week at the age of 92. His great claim to fame was that he invented Ribena, mortal enemy of the tooth fairy. In music news, Bobby Brown married Whitney. If I've been buying drugs, I want to see the receipts, Houston, at her New Jersey estate. Wedding guests included Stevie Wonder, Gloria Estefan, Natalie Cole and Patti LaBelle. In other music news, Jimmy Nail had his first and only UK number one this week. Peter, he may yet have another number one. You could have put So Far there. With Ain't No Doubt, while The Orb topped the album chart with UF Orb. In more music news, soft rocker Chicago received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And as part of his current world tour, Prince appealed at Earl's Court in London this week in 92. Bruce Springsteen became a father this week, and Brian Eno delivered a lecture at Sadler's Wells Theatre on perfume, defence and David Bowie's wedding. We'll hear from Eno in a minute, that's the music we're going to play. But first of all, much more importantly than any of the above, in Patrick News this week, Patrick Mooney's guests Dr. John Mason and Professor Susan McKenna-Lawler discussed the problems of comets and the Greek Scallop Comet in particular. And that was The Sky at Night, that week that was. Thank you. lovely piece of music, Brian Eno and Deep Blue Day. I bet my mum enjoyed that one.
New to Friday nights.
Welcome to my new show. I have lots of lovely things to keep you entertained until midnight.
Tom Ravenscroft.
I'll have guest mixes.
Bringing together lots and lots of different types of music.
My favourite charity shop finds, and a unique mix of music to kickstart your weekend. The best thing about being at Six Music is that they're going to let me play whatever I like.
That might come back to haunt me.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Join me for my brand new show.
Friday night from 9.
On Six Music.
Guy Garvey.
On Six Music.
Can I get to witness? Can I get to witness?
The Besnard Lakes, old friends of the show. In fact, most of the new releases this week is by people I know. Just to name drop and show off a bit. Clang, clang. That's the sound of a name dropping or two. The Besnard Lakes are good friends of the programme. I've interviewed them a couple of times. And this song's called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent. It's out on August the 16th, and it's awesome.
We'll be right back.
the Besnard Lakes, and Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent. That's out on August the 16th.
Weeknights on Six Music.
That is brilliant.
I'm Mark Riley.
And not brilliant, unfortunately.
Mark Riley from 7pm.
Brakes are in the room again.
You're lying, you're very brilliant.
Oh, you know, yeah. You see, it took a while, though, didn't it?
4 or 5 seconds, I was counting.
Then it's Gideon Co. at 9.
We are open for requests, points of order, gig reviews, kitchen updates.
Mark Riley and Gideon Co.
Hello, Gideon, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks very much for asking.
Weeknights on Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Top one.
Boss.
Skill. Lick it up.
Six Music.
So the week's theme is endings of songs. Good endings, bad endings, big endings, subtle endings and false endings. It's something I'm preoccupied with at the minute, as I'd say we're 2/3 of the way through the next Elbow record. This song has got a very peculiar ending. I absolutely love the tune. It's my old friend Rufus Wainwright with Rebel Prince off the album Poses. A fantastic song. In the middle of the song, Rufus starts singing about marigolds, which is very nice, if a little perplexing. Then right at the end, he chooses a chord that me and my brother refer to as the Wogan chord. Now, this specifically is when Terry Wogan was about to interview someone. It was the chord that the band leader, whose name escapes me for the minute, the band leader would choose like a strange chord to end whoever it was as theme tune as the interview began. Do you see what I mean? So that it made it open-ended. It gave the theme tune, say it was Sharon Gless from Cagney and Lacey being interviewed by Terry Wogan. It'd go da 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 da. And he'd give it a different chord that would lead into the interview. Well, this song ends with a Wogan chord. It's not my favourite ending. In fact, I'm not keen on it at all. I think it's crap. But it's an amazing song. An amazing song. This is Rufus Wainwright with Rebel Prince. Listen out for that Wogan chord.
So well.
So, Rufus, your mother and father were both musicians. You see what I mean? Wogan starts the chat on that chord. You see what I mean? That was Rufus Wainwright with Rebel Prince. Another mate of mine with a new release is Cherry Ghost. This is called Black Fang. It's out on the 23rd of August. And again, I love it. Cherry Ghost and Black Fang. It's out on the 23rd is the single, the 23rd of August. Okay, I'm going to play a song in a minute that I don't really like that much. Does that make any sense to you? I can play whatever I want on the programme and I'm going to play a song I don't like very much. Well, there's a good reason. It's a very touching email that accompanies it. It's actually an anonymous email, but judging by the email address, it might be from somebody whose last name is Hobson. But in any case, he says, my song for Guy is The Stealer by Free. When I was a teenager, I loved this band, the rawness of their sound and the fantastic voice of Paul Rodgers. At sixth form college, you could put your name down for the record player each lunchtime, and my turn came up around Valentine's Day. I had sent the lyrics of this song in a Valentine's card to a girl I really fancied but was too shy to approach. Like a romantic fool, I played the record and she'd recognised the lyrics. Or perhaps she was a Free fan too. She found my name out on the record player rotor, not too hard really, and I was pointed out to her in the common room as the record played. I nearly died of embarrassment and still never had the courage to talk to her, but it's a special song for me and a good one too. Even if you don't play it, thanks very much for the truly wonderful show. Well, you're such a gentleman. Assuming you are a gentleman, you might be a lady. Thanks for the anonymous email. What a lovely tale. I'm going to play the song, despite not liking it very much. This is Free and the Stealer. First anonymous song for Guy we've had in a long time, that was The Stealer by Free. If you've a song for Guy recommendation, remember it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just get in touch with me through my webpage on the Six website.
Six Music.
Guy blasted Garvey's finest ballet hour. Listening is doing your duty.
My old friend Hal Gelb has got a new EP out called the 7 Inches of Snow EP. He's been working with a gospel choir and it's absolutely beautiful. This first song is called Worried Spirits because I'm going to play another tune on the second half of the programme because I love Hal and I love his music. I don't know if you remember the story about Hal and I stealing lyrics off one another, but if you don't, I'll tell you before the next tune. Just let's enjoy this one together. This is Worried Spirits.
Thank you. The best little bits from the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Wobbleboard wizard, completely adopted. Robotic hospital orderlies.
Carefully put together into a weekly podcast.
What must be laryngitis?
Those doors that you jump through.
Albeit a bit more carefully than this.
You know, maybe I should get a bit more props. This is my postulation, right?
The Sean Keaveney Podcast.
A little bit underrated.
Download it now at bbc.co.uk/6music.
Now then, in 1944, at the age of 21, Judy Garland was already the veteran of 19 movies. 4 years after The Wizard of Oz, she was desperate to establish herself as an adult lead. So when MGM Studios cast her as a love-struck teenager in their latest musical, she protested at first. But Meet Me in St. Louis was to be one of her happiest experiences, and consequently, one of her best films. Because that's where she met Vincente Minnelli. As his feelings for her grew, it was evident in every lovingly framed shot. She blossomed under his adoring gaze, later saying that it was the first time she'd ever felt beautiful on screen. Her feelings were expressed in every note she sang. The Boy Next Door is full of innocence and blushes as she conveys with every tentative phrase the fluttering butterflies of new love. It's gentle, heartfelt and funny, a moment of happiness captured and preserved forever. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
him smile, I knew he was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, though I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see there's no hope for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and he lives at 5133. How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door affection for me won't display. I just adore him, so I can't ignore him, the boy next.
Mystery history girl herself, Beckopedia, when that was Julie Garland and The Boy Next Door. The theme this week is endings. This next tune has somebody playing what is unmistakably a paint can, like it's a bongo drum. It's Sean Colvin. The Facts About Jimmy is the name of the song. It's a little bit too squeaky clean, Sean stuff sometimes, or rather music that's like that puts me off from time to time. If it's too clean under the fingernails, sometimes it's off-putting. But her lyrics are just so stark and evocative. I think, actually, she's brilliant, you know. So I love this tune. The lyric to look out for goes something like, I'm probably paraphrasing a bit, I used to get drunk to get my spark, and it used to work just fine. It made me wretched, but it gave me heart. I miss Jimmy like I miss my wine. That says to me that this is a true story, this next tune. Look out for the paint can at the end, probably being played by producer Bob Clearmountain, who I guess is responsible for the squeaky clean nature of the song. A very famous for hiding his trickery, actually, Bob Clearmountain. I heard off a friend of mine that he has his racks of compressors and not all the knobs that you twiddle in the studio. He hides them behind a curtain in case people steal his ideas. There you go. This is the song, The Facts About Jimmy. The artist is Sean Colvin. Have a listen to this. Hey.
wife lives somewhere colder. Sees another woman in a Badlands town, and she cries upon his shoulder. Jimmy thinks that he's a helpless man. He thinks about love in a vacuum, and he won't remember that talk you had when you were walking into the say, I don't know why we met, but the simple truth is always best. C'est la vie, what's done is done, and there's somebody for everyone. Debts and Jimmy has ties, and he can't get out from under. And if you look far enough into his eyes, and it'll rock you just like thunder. And Jimmy broke locks and Jimmy broke bolts, just to get himself out from under. And when you feel like you're lying in a prison cell,
Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The B Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
is evil, I can't deny. Was a hoodoo charm, called it love me or die. Some fingernail, a piece of her dress, a pocket theory, devil yes. I will relate the piteous consequence of my mistake. Falling slave to passing desire, making it ready, love me or die. Against a jungle primeval green, she had the looks of a beauty queen. No bangles or chain, wearing broken shoe, 75-cent bottle perfume. I said good morning, I tipped my hat, all while I was cunning like a rat. Smiling gaily, looked her in the eye. I felt in my pocket, he loved me or died. History one to behold, I studied magic from days of old. Membership, secret society, power and wealth in my family. But Matilda, darling, why you don't take my wedding ring? Like a demon under the floor, bury the hoodoo down the back door. Town, that a fever strike Matilda down. 9:30 the doctors arrive. Priest come running, 4:45. Standing in the weeds early next day, I saw the meat wagon rolling away. I see Matilda laying in the back, her old mother wearing a suit of black. Trumpet and bang the drum, I wait for me judgment to come. I know her spirit is down beneath, I hear the weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Flames of hell licks at my feet, in the shadow of the jungle I feel the heat. Matilda's waiting in hell for me too, all cause she died from a bad hoodoo.
Song's called The Love Me or Die. Strange, eh? The Love Me or Die by C.W. Stone King. He sounds like a 90-year-old West Indian man. He's actually a 36-year-old white Australian bloke. But great, it's off the album Jungle Blues, which is out on August 30th. And I had a look at some pictures of him online, and he looks like a strange but friendly cat. There you go. I mean cat in the sort of hep sense. I don't mean he resembles a domestic cat. That would be ridiculous. Should we do the gallery? Alright, yes. We've got one here from my old friend Francis. Francis has done a couple of paintings of me over time, which I hang proudly on my wall in my new house. And she's done a sketch of me in my old flat. I asked some time ago for listeners to do this, and she's forwarded it onto us. We must have missed it the first time. And Mrs. Badger's hand is coming into shot with an electric toothbrush. I don't know if you remember that episode when she was irritating me with her new toy. Yeah, thanks very much, Francis. That's lovely. If you want to have a look at the gallery, everyone, it's on my webpage. And if you have any pictures for it, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website. Another one here from Ross. It says, Dear Guy, I love the show, Steve. I've attached an image. I'm guessing it's a bit odd for a gallery entry, but I've been making it while listening to your show. Steve's been doing research for the last year about how to make public spaces more accessible to people with visual impairments. It's been fascinating to find out how much a subtle difference in the fabric of a street can have a profound effect on someone's independence. Tomorrow, he says, I'm going to Birmingham to run a workshop with a group of urban design professionals, and I wanted to find out how much they knew about designing for people with low vision. Judging by most actual streets, it seems like not that much. I'm going to give each of them a printout of this picture and get them to draw on it the things they think would be helpful. Thanks very much for sending us a copy, Ross. It is a line drawing, I think, done in a computer of a high street, and it has an aesthetic value all its own. It's going in the gallery alongside Frances's impression of what she thinks I look like while I'm making the show. I've got a little bit of a challenge for you, actually. Can you all send me a photograph? You can take it on your phone perhaps and put it in your computer, or if it's not too much trouble, draw it and scan it. I want circular things. I think we should try and fill the gallery with circular things. It'd be an interesting design. It would be our first group piece of art. So yeah, send your name and address, make sure you do with your email, and send us something circular for the gallery. How about that? Okay, wonderful. We're going to move on to Louis Jordan. This was a Song for Guy recommendation from Peter Elliott quite some time ago. It's called Caledonia, and it's just a bit loopy.
She's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia? Caledonia? What make your big head so hot?
Jordan and Caledonia. Love it. Let's have a snippet from the BBC archive. Here's Richard Branson on his edition of Desert Island Discs talking about his first outlet.
It was all done by mail order and the money was rolling in. But then, in 1971, the man with the handlebar moustache, Tom Jackson, stepped in and led a postal strike. What happened?
Yeah, so that was a bit disturbing because all our income was then coming from the mail order company. And an 8-week postal strike was, you know, we were faced going out of business. And so we headed off down Oxford Street one day and went into various shops and finally ended up in a shoe shop. And I walked upstairs and saw they had an empty space and went up to the manager and said, how about letting us have that space for a record shop? You'll sell lots of shoes and we'll sell lots of records. And he said yes. And about a week or two later, we opened our first record shop. And we sold lots of records, but I think a lot of his shoes walked out of the shop without being paid for.
I wonder if many of your records did too, because also I remember people used to go in there and spend the whole day in there, didn't they? With the headphones on up corners, just listening to the records but not buying any.
It was more like a club than a record shop. I mean, our taking started very well, but soon nobody could actually get to the counters to buy the records because we had pillows and headphones and it became the place to go rather than the place to buy anything. And we never really ran, in those days, our retail operation very professionally, I would say.
Another record?
Well, I thought one of my favourite records is Peggy Lee Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming use. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. To give you fever when you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn.
As chosen by Richard Branson, who didn't know when I was on his record label, completely denied me in a radio interview. Didn't somebody said, yeah, Elbow are on your label? He said, no, they're not. Anyway, that was Richard Branson. Apparently he's got a massive head. And Peggy Lee, Fever. Wonderful. A couple of emails here. Elliot Marcus, or is it Marcus Elliot? He's kind of like an Elton John kind of name, isn't it? Said that Gorillaz song I played was simply fantastic. It's from the D-Sides album by Gorillaz, and it was called Hong Kong. Yeah, it is a lovely one, isn't it? I play it every now and again. And Bridget's just come back from Greece. She had a splendid time listening to Pearly Gate music. She loved it, and she got in touch to say, thanks for the recommendation. Oh, cheers, Bridget. What a lovely girl. Okay, Smoky Taboo by Coco Rosie is an also a Song for Guy recommendation. I can't find the email. I want to say, here we go. It says, "Hi Guy, I recently saw Coco Rosie, sisters Bianca and Sierra, give an amazingly intimate performance at the Manchester Cathedral, and since then their new album, Grey Oceans, has been on constant play. I think you'll enjoy the track Smoky Taboo if you give it a spin. Cheers, La, Graham from Liverpool." Thanks, Graham. I do absolutely love this song. I played it when it came out. This is Coco Rosie. Both very attractive girls, both very talented girls. This tune's kicking. It's called Smoky Taboo.
Oh,
Coco Rosie, chosen by Graham Morgan, and that was Smokey Taboo. Wonderful, original, thrilling music. And you know, wonderful, original, thrilling music don't just take care of itself. Oh no! You need good police! Our Victim was born into licentious infamy, featuring as it did in the 1967 risque comedy The Graduate. However, nothing could justify the dreadful degradation that followed. Seemingly intent on boring it to death, the Moonlight Moods Orchestra trapped it in a lift and proceeded to assault it with a combination of tedious trumpet, soporific saxophone, and snoring strings. It was barely conscious when they finally let it go. Well known for his dastardly dalliance with Mrs. Jones, Billy Paul sidled up to the microphone, backed up by pub piano and perky percussion, and embarked on another shameful seduction. Mercifully, it escaped his clutches. Then, true to his notorious name, Frank Sinatra brought corruption to a new low when he dressed it in showgirl feathers and dragged it through the gutters of Vegas, mindlessly mangling the lyrics as he went. But in an eye-watering case of domestic violence, when glam metal maniacs Kick Tracy, axe-wielding and screaming like banshees, lunged through the speakers to hack up this formerly buxom beauty, it was murder. Quite enough of that. Gentlemen.
Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Eventually and mercifully, Simon and Garfunkel's version of Mrs. Robinson. More moider next week. Quite a touching email here now from Nick. Nick in Cambridge. He says, "Dear Guy, a couple of weeks ago you mentioned a song that had helped you through heartache in your early 20s. Not one to usually do this sort of thing, I nevertheless feel compelled to let you know about an album that did the same for me this year. Cole's Corner by Richard Hawley managed to pull me through my very first broken heart this winter, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who has benefited from Mr. Hawley's crooning that, at the moment you might feel dreadful, but you're not the first person to feel like this, and that, impossible as it may seem right now, you'll feel okay eventually." Cole's Corner captured that masochistic post-relationship fulfilment in being utterly miserable, as well as the simultaneous aching, more than anything, to move on and forget. If truth be told, Sunday nights for a very long time consisted of me returning to my home after a 3-hour train ride and having your show perfectly end what will always be a wonderful 2 days with her. I can't think of a better way to close this chapter as I finally begin to move on than you playing this on your show, and who knows, maybe you'll introduce it to someone out there in Radioland who actually hasn't heard it yet. Thanks, Guy, and I hope that whatever happens to Six Music, you'll find a way to keep making this wonderful show. Nick in Cambridge." Nick sent this way back in May, so on the off chance that you're still feeling blue about everything, Nick, here's an idea. Everybody listening, even if you're listening again, say after three, "You'll be okay, Nick, mate." You ready? 1, 2, 3. "You'll be okay, Nick, mate. Fall and fall again, bud. There's nothing like love. I wrote down recently in the middle of a song, the only way to die is over a broken heart. I still believe it. Lots of love. Here's Hawley with Cole's Corner." Cheers, Nick.
Fill the air. Maybe someone waiting for me with a smile and a flower in her hair. I'm going downtown where there's people, loneliness hangs in the air. No smile, no flower, traffic of life is flowing out over the rivers and on into dawn. Hold back the night from us, cherish the light for us, don't let shadows hold by the dawn. I'm going downtown where there's music, I'm going where voices fill the air. Maybe there's someone waiting for me with a smile, flower in her hair. I'm going downtown where there's people, my loneliness hangs in the air. With no one there real waiting for me, no smile.
My mate Richard Hawley with Cole's Corner, a beautiful piece of work. And yeah, I hope Nick is all right. It's funny actually, if you knew what kind of jokes Hawley texts out to all his friends on a regular basis, it kind of taints his smooth crooner image a little bit, I must say. They're all pretty filthy. lovely man nonetheless. Talking of lovely men, I'm going to play the second track off Hal Gelb's EP, Seven Inches, I should say, of Snow. It's a wonderful piece of work, recorded before a live audience with a gospel choir. This next track's called Nailing the Sky. Hal came on the show. He's the only guest I've ever had on the show that stayed for the entire show. He was confused by the fact that it's called Guy Garvey's Finest Hour and thought it was only 60 minutes long. He gave us musical interludes and it was lots of fun having him. I'd love to see him again soon. And I admitted to him, the way I met Hal was I inadvertently stole a lyric from him. Elbow's most famous song is called One Day Like This. If you haven't heard it in the last 12 months, you haven't had your television on. It was used on everything from bell ringing competitions to the Olympics. Pretty crazy. Anyway, Hal Gelb, I've long been a big fan of his. I'd put some of his music on my Walkman and only listened to it once and forgotten about it. And while I was writing One Day Like This, I came up with a line, or I thought I came up with a line, Kiss Me Like a Final Meal. And when I wrote it, I phoned up my manager's assistant, Becky, and I said, could you Google this for me, Becky, because I'm not near a computer. I think I've written it, but I feel like I may have heard it somewhere else. I wasn't sure whether or not I'd come up with a lyric. she Googled Kiss Me Like a Final Meal in many different orders that she could possibly think of. Nothing came up, so I went ahead and wrote the song. 3 months after the album was released, and one day like this was all over the television, I was walking across Manchester, and chillingly enough, I heard a Howe Gelb song that I'd only heard maybe once or twice before. In the middle of the song, Howe sings Kissing Like It's Our Last Meal, which is why it didn't come up on the... I wonder what that was then. I heard a bump in the night. Oh, very strange. Kissing Like It's Our Last Meal, which is why it didn't come up on the Google search. So... I was speaking to a journalist in Europe the following week. I went to do some interviews out there, and he told me he was going to meet Howe, and I dropped him a note saying, "Dear Howe, I've stolen one of your lyrics. I'd love to talk to you about it, Guy." He got in touch. He came on the show, and while we were on the air, I told him that we both had a lyric, Belly Full of Life, on Elbow's first record, to describe somebody who's very troubled by a pregnancy. I said, "She has a belly full of life." And Howe said, "Wait a minute, was that the blue covered album, the first record you did?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, I think I've stolen one of yours." So it turns out we've stolen one of each other's lyrics. If that doesn't make you lifelong friends, I don't know what does. Here's Howe Gelb now from the wonderful 7 Inches of Snow EP. This is called Nail in the Sky. From the 7 Inches of Snow EP, that was Nail in the Sky. I love it. Okay, the theme of this week's show is endings. I love this next one for its last lyric, as well as its very subtle orchestral sounding ending. John and Vangelis isn't everybody's taste. John Anderson, who was the singer from Yes, and later the John in John and Vangelis, has a very high voice for a man. I really like his voice as it goes, but lots of people can't stand it. Similarly, Vangelis only plays synthesizers and percussion. Many people don't like that. Again, I'm a huge fan of it. This song is called Love Is, and what I really like is the fact that it winds up so beautifully. The last line of the song is, and then we come to love. And it's sung with such an earnest tone, and then there's a beautiful little bit of instrumentation, a real ending to a song, a proper orchestration played on synthesizers. Anyway, whether you love it or hate it, I know producer Michelle is further from being a big fan as you possibly can be. This is John Vangelis, regardless, from I can't remember which album off the top of my head. This is Love Is.
Be true.
beautiful. That was John and Vangelis and Love Is.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Six Music.
Pure tunage and well good talking and that. Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So the theme is endings, ending songs, writing an ending to a song. It's an important thing, I feel. Here's another one with a beautiful ending. This is Leonard Cohen's famous Blue Raincoat. The last line of this song is particularly striking, as it's the only song that Leonard Cohen signs, if you like. The last line of the song being, sincerely, L. Cohen. This is perhaps my favourite song lyrically in the world. Some very touching and complex emotions in this song. The line that everybody always picks from this one is my favourite lyric as well. Thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. There is a heartfelt soap opera all on its own in that lyric. Have a listen now to Famous Blue Raincoat. Perhaps you better turn off, Nick.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping, and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Gorgeous, very sad, very, very moving, beautiful. That was Famous Blue Raincoat, Leonard Cohen, of course. This next song I first heard when I was about 13. I've told this story before, but that's never stopped me in the past. I heard it on a B-movie. Somebody wrote in with the name of the B-movie when I told this story last time, actually. It was about a female drag racer who made good in a world of men. And this song appeared, this version of this song appeared in the film, and I had to prop my eyes open to find out whose version it was in the titles. It took me 10 years to track it down because music wasn't as readily available through the internet as it is now. And you had to wait for CDs to come out or order it, and this was pretty much out of print at the time. My mate Stan Chow, who was a DJ here in Manchester, these days he's a graphic designer and a very happy young father. My mate Stan used to play it for me whenever I came into the Night and Day Cafe, which is one of the rock and roll haunts here in Manchester. And I used to go there when I'd finished my shift before the band was successful. And he would always put this song in, and I would have a very cinematic whiskey at the bar. What I love about the ending of this song, that is the theme of this week's show, Songs with Great Endings, is that it doesn't end. I have to say this is my favourite ending of all the ones I've played this week. Where this song could resolve, it doesn't. It keeps on going and fades into the distance. And I like to think that somewhere the flamingos are still playing it. What a romantic notion. Ah, lovely listeners, I only have eyes for you.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. But I can't see.
My favourite ending ever is The Flamingos and I Only Have Eyes For You. Off they go. That's all we have time for another week. It's been lovely playing records for you. As always, I've really enjoyed myself. Thanks to Beccapedia for her contribution. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Boz and Ian and everyone who helps me with the show. Thank you very, very much indeed. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.